Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to show you the behind the scenes of a paid speaking engagement. You get it absolutely for free, and I'm going to show you three ingredients to tap into your inner changemaker.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? Wanted to come to you guys almost live. I literally just finished giving this exact talk to a company that they're doing a kind of a cool thing. It's a virtual summit. I've been a part of like virtual summits before, but they are literally doing this event like 8 cities across Canada. Like we're talking, you know, Vancouver, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Calgary, like all the, you know, big ones. And there's people in each of these rooms that are listening to this exact presentation. It's like an all day thing. And they were kind of like a previous client of mine because this year I've kind of decided that I'm only going to speak at certain events and also at the certain investment that they pay me. It's just the only way that it kind of makes sense. But, you know, for them, they were a previous client and they did pay. And it was like, you know what, let's do this. We did a talk with them last year. And I really like this talk because I talked about some of the things that I've never really brought up specifically on this podcast. And I don't want to give too much away, but there's also a few different, you know, takeaways and ingredients. And just wanted to kind of, you know, show you what that talk was like. And also wanted to, you know, share a little bit of my story of how I figured out my gift. And hopefully it gives you some insights and perspectives in figuring out your gift, whatever it is, whether it's in, you know, launching a podcast or, you know, launching a business, whatever it is. And on the last note, I want to just also highlight how cool it is because you could do a talk, have the audio recording of it, record, you know, a mini intro like this, and boom, bada ding, bada boom, you don't even have to be in the room and have to attend some of these paid conferences or speaking things. You can actually be able to listen to the entire talk absolutely for free. And if you are a content creator and you are not having some form of audio or some form of a podcast, I highly encourage you to think about that. So I'll leave it at that. Let me know what your thoughts are. How can I get better as a speaker? I'm always looking to get better as a speaker. But I think you will find a lot of value in this session. And hope you guys are all having an amazing weekend. And we'll talk to you very soon. Taking the time out to hang out with us on Saturday. And I know the coalition is doing some amazing jobs of bringing people together. And so I really wanted to, you know, as I was even listening to some of the music, as I was listening to the intro, it's not lost on me that this journey that we're all on, the journey of, you know, life, the journey of sharing our gifts with the world, the journey of wanting to express ourselves and share something deeper with the world is such an exciting one. There's so many ups, there's so many downs, and I spent a lot of time not winning awards. I spent a lot of time not knowing what I was going to do. And I think back, one of the things that occurs to me, I think back to summer 2006. Okay, so we're going way back, white Dodge Chrysler minivan, 4 a.m., I found myself sitting on the sidewalk, and I found myself sitting on the curb of the sidewalk, sirens kind of blaring on each side of me, and I had just gotten arrested with one of my best friends in high school. This is the time that I was in high school, and I couldn't believe that I had, you know, found myself in this situation. And as we, you know, I was 16 years old at the time, we had just gotten arrested for vandalism, of all things. It wasn't, you know, a serious thing, but we didn't know it at the time, right? We didn't know we were in the car. We're holding composure because we thought that's what we needed to do. And when we got to the police station, my friend was being hyper kind of aggressive. And, you know, you're 16 years old, so you're trying to, like, you know, not showcase that you're scared. You're trying to showcase that you're confident. And I just remember when they took him, they actually put him in one of the cells of the police station. And I was in the room with two other police officers. And I was in the room, they were doing my fingerprints. And one of the officers asked me, they said, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 16 years old." And he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "What are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing with your life?" And it was a great question because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know why I was there. I didn't know how I got there. I didn't know. I was just trying to fit in, hanging with the wrong crowd. And as I was leaving, I remember thinking, you know, it's now 6 a.m. And I thought, you know what? Maybe everyone left already. You know, maybe I don't have to kind of see anyone as I walk out. And as I opened the door to the police lobby, there sat not just my parents, but the parents of my friend that just got arrested as well. And there was just complete silence because nothing needed to be said. You know, the energy, I don't know if you've ever been in the room where the energy just got sucked out of the room and there's just this deep sense of disappointment and not knowing why. And they were probably, you know, half sleep deprived, you know, waiting up for us. And, you know, that was the summer that changed my life because I remember after that summer, the summer of 2006, I was forced to work the rest of the summer. I was forced to work as my punishment, quote unquote. I was forced to work at my parents' restaurant. Now, to give you a bit of context to my parents, they had immigrated not just once, but they were doing their second round of immigration. You know, even though we were born in Canada, this was all taking place in the U.S. and in Maryland specifically. And my parents, you know, they've always wanted to do right by their kids. You know, they were, you know, coming from, you know, Hong Kong and China with not a lot of finances. 30 years old, can you imagine landing into Canada not knowing a single sentence in English? And wanting to provide and, you know, create a better life for their children. They had multiple businesses. They ran convenience stores. They owned real estate. But they sold it all off. And we had uprooted our own family into the U.S. because they believed that our future might be better there. And here I was, not just getting arrested, but every single day complaining that I had to work in our family's restaurant. And it's unfortunate to say, but even at the end of the restaurant, even with my help, and not that I knew so much about, you know, how to run a restaurant, I was literally just doing everything and whatever they were telling me to do. But I remember one night we were huddled in the back of the restaurant and we had just found out that we were going to end up closing the restaurant because they couldn't make the payments anymore. And fast forward a few more months, my family was ultimately going to declare bankruptcy. Both my parents they did declare bankruptcy from that venture. And so I didn't have this great relationship with entrepreneurship, you know. I remember holding my family members and just crying profusely and not knowing what it is that I could have done, if I could have done anything. But I remember returning to school that year. It was my last year in high school, 17 years old. And the eyes, the way that I would start looking at the world was very different. You know, it wasn't this droopy feeling anymore. It wasn't this feeling of just wanting to fit in or wanting to just be good. For the first time in my life, I wanted to be great. I wanted to finally be able to support the people in my life that I had so much care for and so much love for. I wanted to be great for them. And I wanted to figure out what it was that I was going to be great at. Because you see, I spent a lot of my time in high school trying to fit in. And these are some of the oldest photos I can find of myself of high school. And I was always really good at things, but I was never great at any one thing. And, you know, throughout that year of my last year, I enrolled myself in more advanced classes. And an opportunity came for me to ultimately speak for us to, it was an open competition for the graduating spot, a graduating spot to speak at graduation. And I ended up winning that spot. And it was really cool to win that spot because my first speaking engagement, the first thing I ever did kind of like this was in front of 4,000 people in Constitutional Hall, Washington, D.C., June 15th, 2007. And it was the first time that I figured out and I saw and I tapped into something that was beyond just me knowing something, you know? And it was the first time that I thought to myself that I could be great at this one thing. And so why do I share that with you, right? Why do I share that story with you? Because, you know, here we're here to talk about how to really discover your inner change maker. And as Christina was mentioning earlier, the Inner Changemaker, it's a podcast, it's a brand that I've got started the last few years where we interview millionaires and billionaires on the idea of legacy over currency. But I share that story with you because I want to remind you that knowing your gift is very different than pursuing your gift. You see, I knew at 17 years old what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I knew that I had a gift in communications in a way that I might not be able to see you or I might not know who you are, but I have a way with words and the way that we describe a story to make you feel something beyond just yourself. But I spent the next 9 years, listen very carefully, I spent the next 9 years trying to please everyone else, trying to please my teachers, my friends, my family. I went to school, I went to business school, I graduated, got internships, went to the parties, got drunk, did drugs, and I tried to fit in. I tried to deny my gift, even though I knew at 17 what it is that I wanted to do, so pure and so thoughtless. And I know one of my mentors, Tony Robbins, he always says, knowledge is not power. Knowing is not enough, right? It's about the pursuit. It's about the application of knowledge, he says, is power. And that's what I want to open with because I think a lot of you, you might know some of your gifts, but knowing is not enough, right? You need to know how to be able to take things to the next level. And if I could, you know, share any perspectives and insights, I mean, that's what we really hope to do. And so really, I think about the inner change maker. I think about what it took me to actually get started, that decade long of denying my gifts and then starting 3 years ago and knowing exactly what it is that I wanted to do. You know, I think about three powerful ingredients for you to be able to tap into this. And I know some of you have seen this already, but I want you to look at it as if you haven't. As if you, this is the first time you're hearing it, so I hope you're writing some of this stuff down. And I know we don't have too much time to do all these exercises, but the first ingredient, I'll share a story with you to kind of make this hit home. I've always, you know, through the last few years of entrepreneurship, I've always wanted to, you know, figure out and have greater discipline, have greater high performance and look at myself in great shape. You know, there's a lot of hours and days and weeks and weekends where we just spend building our businesses, building our teams. And even though the business grows, I find a lot of times entrepreneurs neglect their health. And one of the times, I shared this kind of struggle with one of my friends, and he says, you know, who do you think you need to be so that working out and having the discipline is a non-negotiable? It's inevitable, right? And I thought about that, and I thought, if I started looking at my life maybe as an athlete, looking at what I do as an athlete, that might be a good indication, because what do? Athletes, they work out, right? Athletes, they wake up early. They spend their times and things crafting. They're trying to always get that extra edge. And so I thought to myself, if I changed my identity of who I am, I can figure out who it is that I could be, right? So each of you have a choice. The mere fact that you're hanging out with us on a Saturday afternoon shows a lot about you already. You could be doing a million other things, but yet here we are figuring out who it is that, what type of identity you want to be able to step into. So the question posed to you is, who can you step into so that your dreams and your gifts, you're able to access that, you're able to tap into that in a way. I have a really famous quote that we always like to talk about, which is the quality of your life is determined by the choice of identity for who you are. And so whoever it is that you're trying to pursue, whoever it is that you need to step into, whether it's an athlete, an entrepreneur, a creator, a composer, someone with God-given talent, a once-in-a-generation gift, whatever it is that you want to be able to tap into, the first thing I'd encourage you to look into is what is the identity of that person? Because if you could step into that identity, all of a sudden, all those tactics, all the habits, all the things that you know that you need to be doing, all the things that you've tactically read about, those become inevitable. Those become an expectation. It's not good enough to have intentions. Everybody has intentions. That is why people set New Year's resolutions. That's why people write down their goals. And they feel that they have accomplished certain things. That's why people buy new books, yet they never read it. That's why people join Weight Watchers or a weight loss program, and yet they never lose weight. It has nothing to do with intentions. Everybody has great intentions to want to do well, to want to succeed, to want to be able to share their gifts with the world. But very few are able to do it. The very few are able to do it because they ask themselves, what is the identity of the person? Who do I need to be so that it becomes an expectation? An athlete does not intend on working out. He or she simply works out. A successful entrepreneur does not try to be successful. They simply chase that success. They simply step into that success. So that's number one. Hope that resonates with you. Hope that actually makes sense for you. Are you still with me, ladies and gentlemen, even though we are across Canada? All right. So look, the second ingredient that I want you to think about starts with a C. I don't know if any one of you have any, you know, people are blowing up here in the chat as I see this. It's kind of cool being able to share this with you guys. And I know you are in across different cities across the country. We're in three different time zones, and yet we're still being able to do this. A lot of yeses going up. So look, second ingredient starts with a C. You don't need to know what it is because I'm going to tell you. But before I tell you, I want to introduce you to one of my first mentors. His name is Dan Sullivan. He is this guy that you see on your screen. And he taught me this. He said the four C's of entrepreneurship, okay? I didn't even hide it from you, all right? The four C's of entrepreneurship, what do you think the four C's are? It's commitment, courage, capability, and confidence. So let me break this down really quick. Everybody who, let me get a raise of hand. You could shout it at your computer. You could say amen if whatever it is that you want to do. So look, who loves themselves a nice cup of confidence? You could probably hear it from my voice, right? I've done this before. I've done not maybe this exact talk, but I've done this exact thing before, right? You know you're doing something very cool when you are confident with it. You've done it. You got that extra pep in your step. You know how this is going to play out. You don't even think. It's kind of like driving, right? You're not necessarily thinking. You're looking at this mirror 5 seconds, look at this for 2, 10, and 8. You're not necessarily processing that, right? But Dan says one of the things that he always trips him up and what entrepreneurs, you know, people love confidence, but another word that people really, really like but really dislike is courage. Because you see, what happens before the confidence, what happens before you're really confident in anything is that you have to develop the capability, wouldn't you agree, right? You have to figure out how to do the thing before you can confidently do it. That makes sense. But before you even do the capability, you have to have the courage to step out. You have to have the courage to say, hey, I'm gonna do this not knowing the capability, not knowing what the end result is gonna be. That makes sense, right? So what's beyond the courage, though, courage has this like positive like thing. Everyone's like, oh my God, you're so courageous, right? It's a good thing, right? You were so brave, right? But let's be honest for a second. Courage is a scary, scary place. Wouldn't you agree? Courage is the space between you actually knowing how to do something and you doing it, right? Dan Sullivan says the first step is actually commit. It's your commitment to the thing. And so look back at the identity that you just drafted for yourself, right? Who it is that you need to step into. What can you make the commitment today? It's not about money. We didn't pay you to be here, right? It's not about writing all sorts of things down. What is your commitment level to that identity? What is your commitment to make that a true identity, to step into who you truly are, right? Because the commitment, it all starts from there. That's why a lot of people write down things and they never do anything about it. That's why a lot of people buy things and yet they never open it and they never do it, because the act of doing it alone elicits enough dopamine in their brain and their commitment's not that strong. So I encourage you to make that commitment today, to commit to who you want to be, how you're going to step into it. Are you still with me, ladies and gentlemen? Because we still have one more ingredient. And I'm going to showcase this to you. And it's okay. Some of you might not know what this is. It's all good. I know it spells P, and I hope no one needs the P in this session, because we're going to be coming in hot. We're coming in strong. So look, I learned this lesson when I heard this story. Someone shared with me this story. Calgary is laughing over there. So look, someone told me this story. You might have heard it already. But there once upon a time was a tribal village. And there was this village that, you know, you just imagine with me this tribal village, and what they would do is every now and then they would dance around the fire, and they believe that the more they dance and the more they celebrate, that they believe the gods and the heavens would rain on them. And they needed the rain because they needed the rain to grow the crops. They needed the rain for water, and they needed the rain for all sorts of things, because it was so hot where they were living. And this tribe would dance and dance and dance. And every single time they would try it, they would try different celebrations. They would try, you know, giving food to the gods. They would try all these different things. And yet it would never rain. And they heard about, in the next village over, they heard about this one tribe. And this tribe has this amazing track record of every single time that they dance, every single time that they get into formation, that the gods hear them, that the gods are able to see them, and that it rains on them. And so this tribe said, look, what we're doing is clearly not working. Let's go and ask what this tribe, this other tribe is doing. Let's go and find them. And so they went, they found them, the tribe leaders, they ventured out and they said, hey, look, tribe, how come every time we dance, we can't get it to rain? And how come every time you dance, it rains, right? We need rain in our region. We need to be able to survive. So what is it? Is it the dance moves? Is it the music? Is it the food? Is it the clothes? What is it? Is it the time of day? What when are you doing it? And the tribal leaders said this. They said, it's an honor that you asked us, but we have a very simple philosophy in our tribe. When we dance until it rains. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the difference between success and failure. There's a lot of people that talk about having a great business, sharing their gifts with the world. They talk about one day doing this and being a rock star and having the world be there for them, and being able to provide for their family, their loved ones, being able to step into that leadership role and be able to be that leader in their community, in their homes. But a lot of times, what people lack, and trust me, I'm with you, young people, we lack patience. And patience is never this great word, but every time I think of patience, I think of this tribal leaders. They dance until it rains. And so your job is very simple. Today, your job is to be present. Your job is to figure out your identity, whether it is that you want to be a rock star, you want to be able to share your gifts with the world, whether you want to be an international DJ, you want to turn tables and you want to be able to share your voice with the message. You want to be able to share your gift with the world. Just because no one is listening doesn't mean that you need to be able to stop sharing your gifts. just because no one is listening to your music. Your job is to be able to sing even if no one listens. Your job is to be able to perform even if no one is there. I would give the same performance whether you're listening or not, because I am on my path, my journey of sharing my gift. I am doing this until I am on stages with my heroes. I am doing this until I get to where I want to be. I'm doing this until I could get and provide the life and that I want, that I know that is going to make the people around me happy, that I'm going to be happy. And so it doesn't matter what it is that you're trying to do, whether it's trying to sing, whether it's tapping into your composer music, whatever it is that you want to be able to share with the world, it comes down to these three ingredients. It comes down to these three things. One, what is the identity that you have chosen for yourself? Are you ready to commit to that, right? Are you ready to step into that? And the last one is just being patient. It's doing the thing until you are successful. It's doing the thing until things start going your way. It's not about complaining. It's not about whining. It's not about, you know, anything else except these three things. And I promise you, I wish someone would have told me this at a younger age. I wish someone would have been gracious enough to share this with me, because it is just as easy as this, and it's also just as hard. So let me wrap up this way. I know Christina mentioned that, you know, we run the Inner Changemaker, and, you know, we've been nominated for awards. We've won some awards. We're listened to in 124 countries. And look, during this time, I've gotten a chance to interview millionaires, billionaires, New York bestsellers, Olympians. We've gotten a chance to break it all down. So if you want to check out the Inner Changemaker podcast, you can. But here's something that not a lot of people know. Every single time people come listen to our podcast or people come on the podcast, I ask them this as a last question. I said, hey, what is your definition of a change maker, right? What is your definition of a change maker? Because it's the name of the show. And truth be told, I didn't put a definition to it when I first started because I didn't know. And I thought, if I ask other people, leverage their kind of credibility, maybe it'll speak volumes to my credibility, right? And I've gotten all sorts of answers. You should listen to the podcast just for some of the answers that they've given. And it's been absolutely amazing. And I realized this, a change maker is someone looking to becoming the best version of themselves in the moments in life that matter the most. There's going to be moments in your life that really matter. And change makers are always looking to change themselves before changing the world. You know, going back into my parents' bankruptcy, going back into when I got arrested, when I first started my business, there was all these moments that I tried to control outside things that were beyond my control. And what I've realized over the last few years is that all I can control is me. I can only be the best version of myself today in this moment. And all I can try to do is change myself. All I can try to do is impact those closest to me, the ones sitting next to you right now, your family members in the other room, your best friends, your inner circle, your clients, your students. I can only impact those people by being the best version of myself. So I want to wrap up by saying that I really hope this encourages you to go out, to seek a bigger vision of yourself, to know that you are a change maker, and to tap into that power as you create that new vision for yourself, whatever it is that you want to be able to do. I don't know how much time is left. I'd love to be able to open it to maybe even get one or two questions in if you have any questions. But if you don't, I appreciate each and every single one of you for listening. I honor you again. And I thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Saturday. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.